You're listening to the 2014 Fall Football Online Preview here, IdahoSports.com. I'm Will Heneke, joined now by the head coach at Kellogg High School, Tyrell Hendricks. Coach, how you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Good. I appreciate you coming on board for a few minutes. We'll jump in with both feet, and we'll go with the obvious question. Last year, 1-8, obviously not the way any coach wants a season to go. How do you get that thing turned back around and get the pendulum swinging back up there in the panhandle?
We've been working hard in this offseason. We had a good turnout for camp here in June, and so we have a lot of skill guys returning that we will be putting our faith onto. So,
a couple of good players coming back for you, guys who were all Intermountain League for you. Tucker Gust, a receiver and a defensive back. Jonathan O'Brien, a lineman. How much do you lean on those two guys to bring some of the younger guys along a little bit?
We'll be leaning on Jonathan a lot to lead our offensive line. He was all-league offensively and defensively. And so a very good athlete, very coachable athlete, and he does really well with the younger guys. So he's going to be a very key component. With our skill guys, Tucker is a great athlete. And so he's worked very hard in the offseason. But we have some more seniors come along his way, as long as Blake Ivey and Heath Walker, that's going to help us out tremendously in those skill positions.
You got a new quarterback coming in this year, Dominic Easley, a junior underclassman. So you got a couple of years to work with him. Where is he in his progression, getting ready to be a first-year starter quarterback on the varsity level?
Well, we haven't declared starters yet, but he has been showing a lot of promise so far in the past week and a half. And so we've had a good competition between him and James Redd, who was our quarterback last year. And so we got a competition between our junior and senior, which is making each guy work very hard. And they've been working since last spring on this. So I'm very excited about that position and who wins that role coming here next week.
Now, I would assume that, the winner – gets the quarterback nod, but whoever doesn't get the quarterback nod, you probably find somewhere else to get them on the field.
And that's the exciting part about this year, is that we have the athletes to be able to have that competition. And so exactly that, if they're not going to be in that spot, they definitely will have a presence on the field.
Has there been one thing, whether it's a rash of injuries or, numbers, depth, whatever it may be, it's been a couple of years since we've seen Kellogg in the state playoffs. Is there something that you can put your finger on at this point?
Not exactly at this point. We've talked a lot. Things that we've been working on, obstacles in the program, is commitment in the offseason, being multi-sport athletes, understanding, the requirements for being successful. And so those are obstacles that we've been working with the kids on overcoming as a staff and, within the high school as well.
You got that Intermountain League up there with Timberlake and Priest River. Just handicap that a little bit. Generally, some pretty good football teams come out of that and get a chance to play in the state playoffs.
Mm-hmm. We have Timberlake is always much larger than us, but, it's always good competition between us and Therese and Bonners for sure.
It feels like every year, whoever that team is coming out, they always get to run in the buzzsaw with whether it be Fruitland or Weezer, but somebody from District 3. I bet you guys are about done seeing those District 3 teams in the playoffs.
Yeah, every year that number 2 seed from up here, actually it's a little different. I believe that number 2 will get their number 3. This year, and so it's changed. We get 2 berths for the playing game, and I believe they get 4 berths in the playing game.
With some experience coming back this year, and you mentioned some versatility and some good competition, how excited are the people around Kellogg at the prospect of getting this thing going and making a run and getting into the state playoffs?
Oh, our community always backs us, and so we have a great community up here, and we were able to get 52 kids out this year, and so we're very excited about that. Everybody's up and ready for it for sure.
Tyrell Hendricks, the head coach at Kellogg High School, we appreciate you coming on board for a few minutes, and best of luck this coming season.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.